everyone. Good afternoon on this Monday. This is Amanda Grace here with you. We have a doubleheader today. So we are going to play and we're going to get into our guests here live for what's wrong with that. We got so many emails that people thought it was hysterical and it was fun. And the way Clay ran the game show was like nothing I've ever seen. And so basically we're doing it again today. We're making this a regular thing here on Ark of Grace. So hello to everyone, hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping me what I do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to introduce you to another little guest we have here, and we're going to open with the what's wrong with that intro and bring our contestants in for today. So Father God, in the precious name of your son Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you that you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. We acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, was sent to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He died at Calvary. He redeemed us. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and is seated at your right hand, ruling and reigning forevermore, Father. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence in, Father God, to have your way with this game show, to lead and guide us in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, in the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. You are the potter. We are merely the clay. Without your breath of life in us, we don't have life. And we give you all the glory today in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, now we can get to the crazy in about a minute. So we have another special guest here. This is Flynn Antis. This is Deb and Aaron Antis's dog. They had to go away for about a week and a half. So Flynn has come to be with us at the sanctuary, and he's going to be a contestant today as well. And we actually helped orchestrate his adoption here at Ark of Grace, which is something else we do. So, right? Okay. Now, everyone's on now the chat. Everyone's getting ready. Rev yourself up and prepare yourself for what Clay has created, because we're about to play What's Wrong With That.
Hey, Carter, do you know what time it is?
No.
It's time to play What's Wrong With That?
Oh, my favorite game.
Wow. And now, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, woo! We have our host of the show, Amanda Grace of the place, and Clay Clark. And as a reminder, only you can help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered at least twice to help control the pet population. And now, back to the hostess with the mostest, Amanda Grace, in the place.
You smell like a winner. You smell like you are set.
Hey, Carter, do you...
And here are our contestants, Carter and Clay Clark and Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller of Influence Church.
Well, I don't even know what to... I thought I was going to be on The Voice. Clay told me I was going to be on The Voice.
Phil, no, this is how the game works here, okay? This is how the game works. So first off, you know, in the spirit of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and a lot of the deep state actors seeking to take away our freedom, so at any point, I could take away all your points. I can even cut off your ability to earn points. You might end the show by owing me copious amounts of money, but what we're going to do is I'm going to play this is the sound clip here, Phil, and when I play the sound clip, or Carter, if I play the sound clip, or Amanda, if I play the sound clip and you feel like you know what's wrong with that, then you just put your hand up. I'll call on you. If you win, you might win some bonus points. Things might go well. Okay. Or you might end the show with owing me money. Or I might take away all your points and give them to one of our listeners right now. And anybody out there, if you write the answer in the comments, we will randomly select a winner in the comments and a backstage pass. Okay, so a backstage pass to the Great America Tour in January. So if you want to win a backstage pass, I better see you answering the questions on today's edition of What's Wrong With That. So here we go. I'm going to hit play. Now, real quick backstory. Phil Hotzenpiller is the pastor of Influence Church. Mm-hmm. Carter is not the pastor of any church at all. And Amanda Grace is a prophet. So here we go. Let me hit play. I'm hitting play. This first clip is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab. This interview he just did in the past 5 days. Let's hear what Yuval Noah Harari has to say. Top advisor for Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. Here we go.
I mean, we don't know much about Jesus as a person, but from the little we know, for instance, from the stories preserved in the New Testament, he never claimed to be God. He was basically this kind of...
Phil, what's wrong with that?
He actually...
Oh, wait, they muted him.
Did Phil get muted? Phil, I think you've muted yourself.
You muted yourself.
Somehow Phil's been muted, which definitely will result in Phil owing me $7.
This is going to give me a leg up in the competition.
Okay, Phil, go ahead.
Are you back, Phil?
Are we good?
Yeah, you're back, Phil. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, I always try to mute so I have more time to answer the questions. But actually, the accusation for his crucifixion was that you, being God, are claiming to be God when you're really a man. And so even the religious leaders came against him. And when he said, you have no sin, claiming to be faultless, was another claim on Jesus's part. The lordship claim was also, that was even at the cross, where you see the thief calling him Lord. So I think there are multiple times and places where he indeed says that. In the early chapter of John, it says, and when he says, Philip, show us the Father, that'll be enough. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So there's multiple times where Jesus claims to be God.
This just in, folks. Phil Hotzenpiller wins 100 mega points. 100 mega points. Now, I want to make sure you understand this. What that means is that Carter Bledsoe, you now owe Pastor Phil $7.
Oh no!
So you will pull $7 debt to Phil. Phil has picked up 100 mega points. Let's continue on. What's wrong with that? Here we go. This is all from one interview he just did on the Armchair Podcast following Jerry Seinfeld. So Jerry Seinfeld was on the Armchair Expert Podcast. Their next guest is Yuval Noah Harari, and this is what he had to say. Here we go, folks.
Guru, in this small province of the Roman Empire,
sexy carpenter,
who wanted to reform Judaism and basically tell people be nicer to each other. After he died, his followers weaved this more and more elaborate stories about who he really was.
Yeah.
Eventually, some of them began claiming that he was God. For Jesus himself and his first followers, this would have sounded utterly preposterous and blasphemous.
Yeah.
Yes. Phil, what's wrong with that?
Everything. This guy has been smoking something bad. I just know. According to the historicity of the New Testament, we have eyewitness accounts. For example, the apostles are writing manuscripts. And they're writing as early as 49 AD, so that would be roughly 19 years after. But there's also the Chronicle of Josephus, who during the time of the crucifixion recorded events that collaborate with New Testament writings. By 200, you have all the manuscripts in place, plus you have copies of them. The Codex Vaticanicus, I don't want to go too technical here, the Codex Sinaiticus, these are collaborating evidential manuscripts showing that Harari is indeed smoking something.
Yes. Can I add to this?
Now, real quick, I want to be clear. It is your show, so we will allow you to make the rules that I'm making up as we go. But so far, Phil is 2-for-2. Carter right now owes Phil $11.12. Not sure how that happened. And Amanda Grace wants to steal Phil's mega points here. So back to Amanda Grace, because it is your show. Therefore, you can steal. It's like an Arizona election. We can all vote and do our thing. But at the end of the day, Amanda can just hop in and go, nah, forget all that.
That's reasonable.
Okay, back to you, Amanda.
I'm actually going to add to it. So I agree with everything Pastor Phil said. And in Hebrew, you know, in their law, it says a matter is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And you had more than three witnesses that gave an eyewitness account of Jesus's life, his miracles. They couldn't even write it enough in a book, they said. All he did could not even be contained in the writings they did. And the eyewitness account of the crucifixion and him raising again. So this booger doesn't even know his own law.
Real quick here, somehow, and again, this is just how the game works. This is just, again, I you know, this is a game where the rules are always changing, just like an Arizona election. But so far, Carter, you ended up with one mega point as a result of Amanda's answer. Amanda got 200 mega points, stealing all of Phil's mega points. And Phil now owes $17.76 to Amanda. What a great game we have here. Okay,
so Clay, wait a minute. Clay, I have some mail-in ballots here.
Oh, well, we'll count those several weeks after we conclude today's show to determine who we want to win. Determine who the winner is. Let me hit play here. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Carter, you better get in the game. Yuval Noah Harari. Now, again, the reason why I'm playing this guy, you understand that the Great Reset, mask mandates, quarantines, all that, it's all being pushed by this guy here, Klaus Schwab. And his top advisor is this guy. You've all know a Harari. And these guys praise Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. They all praise this guy. They actually call him the prophet. Let's continue. This is all from one interview, folks. This is you've all know Harari on the Armchair Expert podcast.
That I'm God?
Because he was Jewish. He did not think he was Yahweh. Was Jewish. Am I allowed to say that?
He was, did not think he was Yahweh. He never says it. In line, you have a lot of, you know, previous prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah coming to the people, telling them you should behave better. And he's doing the same thing. During his time, we have evidence of a lot of other leaders in Judaism that try to reform Judaism in different ways. And this is basically what he's also saying, and the people around him, this is what they hear. But then decades and generations after he's dead and he's not there to be able to object, you have people say, no, this rabbi, this guru, small following and was eventually crucified by the hated Romans. He was actually the God that created the whole of the universe.
So crazy.
We just learned that really Paul wrote down all the stuff. And Paul had never met Jesus. He never met him. He wasn't even a contemporary of him. And that not one human that surrounded Jesus was literate. So none of them wrote it down.
Oh, Amanda Grace coming in hot. Round four. What do you got there, Amanda?
First of all, everything is wrong with this. I'm agreeing with Pastor Phil. Everything they're saying is wrong. And does anybody else think Klaus Schwab sounds like the Swedish chef from the Muppets? Is it just me, or is this what this guy sounds like?
Yeah, you could have something. You could be on something there. Yeah.
Okay. So there were eyewitnesses. Yes, Paul was an apostle, and he wrote a lot of the New Testament. But you have Matthew, Mark, right? You have Matthew, Mark, John, and I even think I'm not sure if Luke came in later or earlier. Pastor Phil can answer that. That were eyewitnesses to Jesus's entire life. There's your three witnesses established right there. And there was way more than that, but I'm saying you have your three witnesses established right there. And so for them to mock the fact that he died on the cross for these schleps who are now mocking him is blasphemous. I'm sorry, it's complete blasphemy.
Now, I want to be clear here. Again, Amanda has picked up a 700 mega points for the perfect answer right there. She's 2 for 2. Phil owes $17.76 to Amanda Grace right now. And Carter, you're sitting with 1 mega point as a result of just observing.
I'm playing the lay low strategy.
Okay, this next audio clip is Yuval Noah Harari. And what he's doing right now is he's starting to discuss, Phil. He's starting to say out loud, he's starting to say that Jesus was not the Son of God. And he's beginning to say consistently that Christians are the reason for climate change. And he's beginning to say now that there are no such things as human rights. He's beginning to say this during interviews. So let me hit play. This is Yuval Noah Harari in the past 7 days saying this out loud. Here we go.
I looked at the COVID pandemic, for instance, and you compare COVID to what happened during the Black Death. It's a completely different situation. Yes, you had all the anti-vaxxers and all the conspiracy theories about COVID, but ultimately, almost all the governments in the world, they relied on science. You even see the Pope telling people, don't come to church. Why? Because the doctors said so. With all the differences, you see that also the mullahs in Iran and the rabbis in Israel and the Catholic priests, most of them, at the time of the pandemic, they accepted the authority of science. And when the scientists said it's a bad idea to gather thousands of people together in church or synagogue to pray, they went with it.
Phil, saw your hand go up there, sir. Phil, what is wrong with that?
Well, I think there's going to be a sequel to Dumb and Dumber, because I think Klaus and Noah Harari are going to be the main characters in that play. A couple of things. Equating COVID with the Black Death is pretty ridiculous. 1/3 of Europe died in that Black Plague, which was actually preventable. But the problem was the scientists during 1385, when the Black Plague came through Italy, they all said, close your doors, don't let the air in, stay confined. And the ones that lived were the ones that opened the doors, because it was all caused by basically infestation of rats and mice. And so just the opposite. In fact, the people that survived the greatest during the Black Plague were the Jews, because they kept the laws of the Old Testament about not touching the dead and so forth. So first of all, science actually was probably responsible for 30 million deaths in Europe alone. And science continues to baffle everyone with their supposed intelligence. I'm not discounting science. I'm just saying there's a field in which they operate in what's called practicing medicine. They're trying to learn. They're trying to discover. You want them to do that, but they don't become Messiah. They don't become the last rite in what is happening here. And if we take and say, look at all these religions that bought into the COVID lie, that only tells you the same thing. It was religious people that crucified Jesus. When Pilate wanted to free Jesus, he washed his hands. And the Jewish leadership, they said, crucify him. And he said, the blood is not on my hands. And they said, let his blood be on us and on our children's children. Mm-hmm. So they never follow the large group religious, nor follow the scientists, but really follow the word of God.
Bill, I don't know how to tell you this because it's new information here, but let me this rarely happens on this game. What's wrong with that? But you've won Carter's car. Oh, no, yes,
that was terrible.
Zero compensation for it. You just get his car. All you got to do is walk on down to our office. You can't drive on down or fly on down. Walk on down to our office from Southern California all the way to Tulsa. Once you get here, you get his car.
Oh, that's fair.
That's incredible.
Amanda, yes. Would you just close the showdown right now so I don't lose it? Because I'm going to lose it in the next round, I'm sure.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us so Phil can keep his car. I love it. Okay.
This is Yuval Noah Harari now discussing. Now, again, I want to be very clear. The claim that is being made right now, okay, he's the keynote speaker at Stanford, Harvard, MIT. If you enroll your kids in Stanford, Harvard, or MIT, Amanda, if you send your kids to Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, Harvard, MIT, this guy,
I need my head checked,
will be the keynote speaker at these places. In addition to that, we're told by the mainstream media that he's sold 40 million copies of his books in the past 50 months. 40 million copies. You've all known Harari. He's praised by Obama, and he's now being called the prophet. Amanda, what's wrong with that?
Well, I heard the number 40, and that was like the buzzword for me. You know, 40 biblically, you know, we deal with the number 40 with Noah and what happened with the flood and the judgment. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. The Holy Spirit literally compelled him and threw him into the wilderness to be tried and tested. So the fact that the number 40 is mentioned here, to me, most likely means that it's about to rain and flood on their parade. That number isn't something good.
Amanda, you have jumped up to 1,100 mega points right there. That's incredible. Carter, you somehow won your own car back. Way to go. You should leave your
car. Right, I'm going to take my car.
I still think we can get back, though.
Let me play this next clip. This is Yuval Noah Harari in the past 30 days saying this out loud. Here we go. Listen to this, folks.
I think it's very important to bring science to as many people as possible. We see it with the COVID pandemic. What happens when some people in the general public don't understand the latest scientific theories? So the idea was to experiment with different ways of explaining science, of telling history.
I think the chief value of science is power. Science is mainly about gaining power over the world. They use truth to some extent on the way to achieving power or to achieving order, but this is not their highest value.
Say more a bit about power. What do you mean?
I think science as an institution is interested in gaining the power, to gain control over the world.
Trust the science.
Trust the science.
The superheroes, the scientists.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Trust the science! Trust the science!
Today, fewer Americans say they trust science.
They don't trust science because science is increasingly untrustworthy.
So if people tell you boys love boys, boys love girls, and it's against nature that a boy would love a boy, and you're, I don't know, 14 years old, and you feel that you're actually attracted to other boys, that experience is far more truthful than any story anybody tells you. And that's science.
Amanda Grace, what's wrong with that?
First of all, I want to lead with the fact that all of this is intertwined, and Black Lives Matter gave over $2 million to the LGBTQ XYZ FA community. Okay, they did do that, and that is a fact, and that did come out on their 990 return. So the enemy loves, and he's done this from the beginning. You know, the first great reset was attempted in the Garden of Eden at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when the enemy attempted to reset everything that God had put in order, and he attempted to do that. So this is the same lie the enemy has been selling since the Garden of Eden, that if you do this, you will be like God. It's okay for a boy to love a boy and a woman to love a woman, because that's just a higher consciousness, and you'll become like God. It all goes back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, this argument. It's the same argument recycled by the serpent, who is actually using these puppets and these jokesters to do this, because the enemy came in and reprogrammed them a long time ago, and they don't even realize it. Or maybe they do, because I have never heard this gentleman, Harari, ever say Satan is not real.
Amanda has now picked up 14 megapoints. For some reason, it was a great answer, but she only got 14. I don't, you know, Carter, it's almost like these rules are being made up as we go. It's kind of like an Arizona election, isn't it? I mean, she picked up 14.
I want Pastor Phil to add to it. I want Pastor Phil to add this, but I think he wants to.
I just want to ask, you know, say one thing. When he says science is power, power over what, over whom, and of course it means people. And so if you go back to follow up where Amanda was, just kind of go a few more chapters, we're in this period called the Tower of Babel. We have a guy named Nimrod who wants to be the world ruler. And if you study that passage, he really was a holder of slaves, or he ruled over people and tried to control that first empire mentioned in scripture called the Babylonian Empire. And of course, it was more than a geographical location. It was also a mindset of Satan. And so what we see is we see him just going really back to what man has always tried to do: eliminate God, control mankind, and then have an elite group that is in power. And that's actually what he's talking about. I believe it was Plato who said, only the dead have seen the end to war. And he was talking in terms of just what man can do to man in terms of violating his rights. And that's exactly what the Great Reset does. It's a violation of human rights for the control of an elitist group who think they know more than everybody else.
Phil, I wanted to, despite the fact that was a great answer, unfortunately, just like Carrie Lake, you know, she had a great turnout, a great election, a lot of enthusiasm. People were excited for her to become the governor of Arizona. Just like that, the same sort of thing where you're like, how could she possibly not become the governor? Phil, you actually now owe Carter a Cuban sandwich when he sees you at the Reawaken America tour in Nashville. Not necessarily the kind of place you can easily find a Cuban sandwich,
right?
But at the airport in Nashville, I believe you can get one for about $27.
I'll pick out a good spot.
Okay, so here we go. Phil, this next clip here. Carter, I want to say you've been kind of
triggered. I'm doing that.
You're kind of, you know, it's like some people, I mean, just says some people are in the winner's circle.
Right.
And some people aren't. Let's continue. Here we go. Here we go.
Where is Carter? He hasn't said a word, has he?
No, not yet. I don't know. I think he's got a plan here. Something's right now with what Carter is doing.
At this point, there's a certain people that are winning,
right?
And certain people that are not winning. So far, Phil has won the opportunity to buy you a Cuban sandwich. So far, Amanda Grace has 1,114 megapoints. And you have one mega point.
And a Cuban sandwich.
And a Cuban sandwich. I feel great about it. It's amazing. It's like you're Joe Biden. You're campaigning from the basement.
I was just about to say.
Winning. Okay. Here we go. Let's continue. Here we go.
We are used to thinking about the masses as powerful. But this is basically a 19th century and 20th century phenomenon. I don't think that the masses, even if they somehow organize themselves, stand much of a chance. I think that the biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. I think once you're superfluous, you don't have power. Again, we're used to the age of the masses of the 19th and 20th century, where you saw all these successful, massive uprisings, revolutions, revolts.
Please welcome Yuval Noah Harari. Yuval Harari's first book got some heavy-duty endorsements.
The other book that I really enjoyed, a book by an Israeli author, Yuval Harari, called Sapiens.
Besides Obama, Bill Gates has blogged about it, and Mark Zuckerberg recommended it for his book club.
You look at Japan today, and Japan is maybe 20 years ahead of the world in everything, and you see all these new social phenomenon of people having relationships with virtual spouses. What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. We are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. That is optional. Again, and if you think about it from the viewpoint of the poor, it looks terrible because throughout history, death was the great equalizer. The big consolation of the poor throughout history was that, okay, these rich people, they have it good, but they're going to die just like me.
Science is not really, at least this is my view as a historian, science is not really about truth. It's about power. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power. Particular individuals, particular scientists, may be very interested in the truth.
We see around us the importance of reaching the general public with the latest findings of science so that they don't fall prey to all kinds of ridiculous conspiracy theories. And most people think in stories, so you need to find ways to translate the latest scientific discoveries into interesting stories.
Yeah.
The really big story of our time is the emerging ability to hack human beings. To hack a human being means that you have so much data.
Amanda Grace, what's wrong with that? Oh, is she muted? Is somehow, did we mute her?
Hold on, I'm unmuted. Okay, everything, A, is wrong with that. B, you know, he talks about human being hackable animals. Well, the enemy hacked into this one a long time ago and reconfigured him for his purposes. And all he's doing is being a puppet and a mouthpiece for Satan himself to manipulate. See, what he wants to do is take science and manipulate it, which the enemy loves to do, in order to get people to actually see that as their savior and take their eyes off of God. So this little dude is desperate to take the world's eyes off of God, that science and these weasels are their savior.
Now, Phil, I want to point this out real quick here. Amanda Grace has just picked up, it appears that Amanda Grace has lost all of her points in 3,000 mega points to Carter.
I knew it was going
to pay off. Amanda so far got 0 mega points. Carter has been campaigning hard.
Who is Dominion running this? Like, seriously, who's running this point system?
You can't ask questions like that.
Yeah, that's offensive. We're offended by that. You're a conspiracy theorist. Phil, I want to ask you this question seriously. But knowing that Klaus Schwab just spoke at the G20 Leaders Summit, okay, he spoke there. You have Xi Jinping, leader of China's there. The leader of Canada's there, Trudeau. You've got Joe Biden's there. The fact that Schwab showed up there and symbolically announced the Great Reset was happening there. The fact that China and Russia just finished building their bridge that connects the two countries economically. The fact that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all working on their own currency. This is a gold-backed currency. Even for another that doesn't know this, since 1971, America's been operating off of the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. And we've only had this thing called the petrodollar, which keeps our dollar relevant. It's the petrodollar. It's this relationship that America has with the Saudi Arabians, where we have said to the Saudi Arabians that we will export, that we will protect them militarily as long as they export oil at a price that we like to the countries that we like, and they price those barrels of oil in the U.S. dollar. The fact that Saudi Arabia has now just teamed up with Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa to work at introducing a new gold-backed programmable digital currency. Russia and China have just finished building this bridge together that connects them economically. the fact that the new BRICS bank is based in Shanghai, the fact that Klaus Schwab just showed up at the G20 summit to declare that the Great Reset was happening, and the fact that the United States banks, major U.S. banks, are now rolling out the testing pilot period for the programmable central bank digital currency. Phil, what does all that mean to everybody out there, knowing that this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab? All these things are happening. You studied the Bible. What does that mean from your perspective, Phil?
Well, I want everyone to think about the future like a puzzle. Now, this is from man's perspective. And so man is trying to put a puzzle piece together to get a picture. And sometimes they actually get it right in terms of, God's plan for the end of the time. Because on one hand, God has set his plans in motion for eternity, for the rapture of the church, for the great tribulation, for heaven and hell and all those things. And so man is always trying to move the pieces around to get them right. So the one thing that is true, there will be a one world government. There will be a currency that is basically digitally, I believe, because it's going to be in the hand of the forehead. So some of those things are actually on point. Now, the question is, these players, like, whether it's Brazil or South Africa, whether it's India or Russia, whatever, those are only, they could keep separate currencies and still have the mark of the beast where you're controlled by your hand or your forehead. So those things kind of work in conjunction. And I want people to understand that God has a plan, but also God uses, we're co-laborers with God, that we can intercede, we can advance the kingdom of God in amazing ways, and that God actually responds to our prayers, and that we can have a big part in changing the course of human history and slowing things down or avoiding certain calamities because God has empowered us with power and dominion.
Now, Phil, this next clip here, there's a company called Walletmore that was introduced to the world and connected to the world via the World Economic Forum.
I didn't get any points on that one. Do I get points?
No, you didn't get any points at all. Furthermore, I want to be very clear. Carter has 3,000 megapoints. You owe Carter a Cuban sandwich, and Amanda is sitting with 0 megapoints, and only through the grace of me as the host has she she doesn't owe you a sandwich either.
Hey, I think we're better off, Amanda, if we don't even answer a question. Because Carter, he's sitting over there like a bump on a log doing nothing, and he's getting all the points.
Listen, what Carter's doing, he's doing the same strategy that Biden did to campaign for president. It's called Bidenism, okay? Basementism. What he's doing is he's sitting back, letting everybody slug it out, putting in all the effort. Meanwhile, Carter might or might not be connected to people that have the ability to award points.
Yeah, this guy gets it.
He has dominion over the game. That's what he's doing. He's demonstrating. Okay, so let me go ahead and play this next clip. It comes to us via Walletmore. Okay, now again, Walletmore is a company introduced to the world via the World Economic Forum. And for anybody out there that doesn't know, the World Economic Forum was introduced to the world per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. Klaus Schwab introduced the world to the World Economic Forum. He founded the World Economic Forum in 1971. And in 1971, Henry Kissinger encouraged Richard Nixon to get us off the gold standard. And it is Henry Kissinger that encouraged America to introduce the petrodollar in 1974. So here we go. This is a Walletmore. This is a Fox Carolina reporting on the new technology developed by Walletmore. Here we go.
Trending today at 6:23, a British company has an idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things. Hmm. But as you can imagine, not everyone's on board with this one.
And here's why. They're selling microchips to implant under your skin. The company Walletmore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
Carter!
I would love this because I never know where my debit card is. It's usually in one of their wallets. So if I could put it right in my hand, I'd be happy about it.
Oh, man, I'm surprised with that.
But Carter, what's wrong with that?
Oh, you're going to make me actually campaign today, huh?
Well, I just,
All right, fair enough. So I think with the Walletmore, I mean, the idea is to make it like such a convenience that more people will buy in. And that's kind of the strategy there. So that's my answer. It's my first answer today.
And I think, Phil, I will say, I think a lot of people are listening to this. If you've read the Bible, you go, there's no way that anybody with a sound mind would ever put this in their hand. But you're saying it seems more convenient.
It's more convenient. So I think there's going to be a surprising amount of people that will just go along with it.
No, I agree 100%. I think that I don't know how many times I've lost my keys or my wallet. So convenience will drive me to do a lot of things, but not put a chip under my hand in the skin.
I got to tell you this, buddy. You right now, this is a kind of unusual turn of events here.
Uh-huh.
You have actually picked up, it appears to be 16 mega points so far. You just picked up 16, but your 3,000 were immediately moved to Amanda because it's her show. How dare you try to be her? Unbelievable. Just unethical. It's unethical, really, is what you've been doing.
As I'm holding on to that Cuban sandwich.
So far, you're getting the Cuban sandwich. Okay, we're going on to our next one. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Now, again, I want to be very clear. This guy is praised by Obama. Let's just take a time out and think. Let's think about this, Phil. Obama, what, arguably one of the most popular politicians when he was in office? Bill Gates, he's been celebrated as the world's top entrepreneur forever. So Obama. Zuckerberg, he's supposed to be this tech titan that came out of nowhere, that became super successful, college dropout from Harvard, Zuckerberg, Facebook. These people are all going, this is their guy. They call him the prophet. They love this guy. This is the guy. They take notes when he talks. This is a keynote speaker at the World Economic Forum. Let me hit play. Here we go.
No, Jim, we might see another round of techno-religions in the 21st century, when religions will promise, again, not just prosperity and health, but even eternal life here on Earth with the help of technology, and not after you die with the help of some god. We now have an antivirus for the computer that protects the computer against viruses. We can develop antiviruses for the mind that when you surf the internet, and somebody is trying to manipulate you, the antivirus comes into action and maybe blocks this fake news story. What you see with the populist regimes that are arising in different countries around the world, they don't have any vision for the future. What they sell people is nostalgic fantasies about the past, about some imaginary past that we can somehow go back to, which is impossible. And I think that
Amanda Grace, what's wrong with that?
Oh my goodness, that's a train wreck. I'm going to read a scripture verse from Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And that is this crazy stunad. We're going to call him a stunad in Italian, which means a fool, right here. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And this man is just, he wants to toss everybody all over the place with every doctrine he comes up with. Really, he wants to put us on a spin cycle in the washing machine and just have us spin round and round and round on what he's saying till there's so much confusion, you actually believe it and think he's right.
Amanda, you have picked up 7,000 mega points.
Man, that's good.
Wow.
That's Super Mario Brothers, isn't it? Is that the end of Super Mario Brothers?
No, that's what's wrong with that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The lack of respect people have for what I've created here. This genius game. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, Phil, I want to be very clear right now. We're moving into the final round here.
I think I'd like to respond to that last one, get a chance to get a few more points.
Yeah, absolutely. But, please.
So I really believe that we created the image of God, already have the antivirus detector built into us. The first layer of that is called our conscience. The second one is called our brain, and the third one is called our human spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So immediately we have instant discernment to know that when we hear that, we don't need technology to give us something that we already have, and every human being has it. Now we can destroy it, we can actually defile it, which is exactly what he's done. done. And so I think that to think that we need something to help that, no, I don't need that. I can detect bull anytime I'm around somebody like him, and no problem.
Phil, right now, I just want to make sure if the folks know that I don't want to get upset. A lot of times people get so passionate about picking the winner. They want so far, Phil has jumped into the lead here with a total of 3 points. Amanda has somehow lost all of her points. Carter, you're down to 1 point, but you still have a Cuban sandwich that Phil owes you. We're going to be going to Nashville, Tennessee for the Reawaken America Tour. In Nashville, have you been to Nashville before, Carter?
No.
That'll be in January 20th and 21st. Amanda, have you been to Nashville? Have you spent time in Nashville?
Never.
Phil, have you spent time in Nashville?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and I will just say this objectively. Nashville has a lot of restaurants, a lot of options, a lot of food options there. We were going to Pastor Greg Locke's church. It's going to be a great church. We got Jim Brewer on the lineup. We got Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Phil Hotzenpiller, Amanda Grace, Pastor Dave Scarlett. We got Julie Green in the house. We got Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, so many just great people. I just talked to Dr. McCullough. He reached out and he says, hey, how come I'm not on the lineup? So he's on the lineup. Now there's 70 plus confirmed speakers. And before we move on to our final question here, Carter, for people that go to timetofreeamerica.com, if they go to timetofreeamerica.com and they request a ticket or if they text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, how does the ticket process, the ticket buying process work there, my friend here?
Well, I'm mesmerized by your sign, first off.
It's old mail I'm using. Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, what are you using there? What is that? That's great stuff. That's old mail. I'm taking old mail. This is when it was new. Flipping around, it's old mail. You use it, new news on old mail.
Right.
How do I do it? Using a marker and old mail. The number is 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Back to you, Carter.
Yeah, well, whether you text in or whether you go to the website, one of us is going to give you a call, and we're going to find a ticket that works for you just because we want you guys there.
So now if someone gets a VIP, they can sit close. We can do that. We have VIP tickets available. Now, if somebody wants to sit in the scholarship section or the general admission section, let's just say somebody's like in a really tight spot and they have to name a price that's super low to attend. Where do they sit in comparison to the general admission?
It's going to be first come, first serve. So you're still going to have a great time no matter what.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Carter, are you signing things for people? If people want you to sign old mail, will you do that?
They would like me to devalue any property they have. I will sign it.
Okay, so we're moving on. This is the final clip here. This is where to play here. This is Yuval Noah Harari, and he is actually there's two final clips. He's talking about meat now, Phil. He's talking about meat. This is Yuval Noah Harari, openly gay, Israeli. Yuval Noah Harari. Rejects the God of his fathers. He's advocating for changing all the laws. All the laws. He wants to put in a new system. Wants to change all the laws. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Here you go. Here we go. Again, this is his thoughts on meat. No, he's not endorsed by the Beef Producers of America. That's not his sponsor. Here we go.
Is it okay to inflict pain on cows in order to provide pleasure for human beings?
Phil! What's wrong with that?
I just like steak. I think the biggest thing wrong with that is I like steak. I've never had a cow complain. I just don't know what he's talking about. But biblically, what's wrong with it? One of the marks of the latter days is that they were refusing to eat meat. They will abstain from marriage. Of course, Antichrist has multiple layers that line up with Harari. I'm not saying he's Antichrist, but he's certainly got Antichrist characteristics.
Yes, he does. I agree with you. Do I go? What do I do?
Well, Carter, this thing is Carter put his hand up.
Okay, Carter, you go, then I'll talk.
Passive aggressive attack against the host of the show. Carter, back to you.
I just think it's funny that it's like the guy that doesn't care about humans at all has a soft spot for cows. I just got to highlight that, you know, that little note there. So.
Now, Amanda, before we go to you here, I want to just do a couple of tie-in. This is sound clip to it. Ties in, then we'll go to you. Okay, so here we go. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He has a soft spot for animals, this guy. Great. He just loves animals. He could probably run an animal rescue, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari. Here we go. He's a great guy as long as you don't think about the words he says.
And the Nazis knew perfectly well that if they wanted Germany to be a strong nation with a strong army and a strong economy, they needed millions of poor Germans to serve as soldiers in the army and as workers in the factories and offices, which is why they had a very good incentive to invest in their education and health. But we may be leaving the age of the masses. We may be entering a new era in which the masses are just not useful for anything. They'll be transformed from the working class into the useless class. In the military, it has already happened. Very often in history, that armies march a few decades ahead.
Amanda Grace, what's wrong with that?
Oh my gosh, this guy just goes on and on and on. It just, I mean, he is one big ball of manipulation, which is a form of witchcraft, which this man is obviously operating in. And so it's just, I listen to these things and I agree with Pastor Phil. I mean, this man definitely has qualities of the Antichrist. And the fact he tries to compare, you know, he tries to compare us to animals to manipulate his argument and say, oh, well, we will hurt a lot of cows, but, you know, we won't hurt humans for the same cause, I think basically is what he's trying to say. And Satan always manipulates the argument. He mixes a little bit of truth with a whole lot of lie, and he manipulates it to try to get it in his favor.
Now, man, I don't know if you can pull it up here. I sent it to you on the chat here. I'm not sure if you can pull this up on the screen. If you can, it's okay. His book, you all know Harari's top-selling book. And, Phil, you've written several books. How many books have you written at this point, Phil, approximately? Do you know?
I think 11.
11 books. Okay. So, Phil, you're familiar with writing books. You know, there's a lot. You know, one of the big things you want to do with the book is you want to nail that title. You want to nail the title. You want a book title that people just go, yes, I want to get that book. And then you want to book cover. This is his book that he's selling. This is allegedly one of the top selling books in the world right now. It's called Homo Deus. And it's a book that explains how through genetic engineering, the elites are going to upgrade humans into gods. And so, Phil, I have been working on a book right now. And it's, I mean, I'm excited about it. And I'm going to send people a cover of it. I'm going to send it to you right now, Amanda, just so people can see it. I think that my book has an opportunity to really do well. Now, what I'm doing in my book is what I'm doing. I'm taking, Phil, just the things they've said, and I'm just calling, I'm putting quotes in my book to the things that they've actually said. That way people can you know, see it and read it. Because most people don't know. Phil, people know about mask mandates. They know about quarantines, but they don't know who's leading the Great Reset. They don't know that Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari are leading the Great Reset.
So, here we go.
Book cover I've been working on here, and I think it'll pull up for you. Maybe it'll pull up for you. Let's see. Did it work? Maybe that didn't work. Did it work? Let's see here. Okay. I think I hit copy. I think I sent it. Maybe. Okay.
Hold on, let's try this. Okay. Let's
see here.
Fun. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe you kind of click around my truth account there. It should be my.
Okay, here. I can read it.
You got it?
Okay. Soon, the new book, The Homo Deus.
Yeah, this is the new book, Phil. Phil, this is the new book here. And Phil, I just feel like this is going to do great. No, Phil, the book cover is called The Homo Deus.
I'm looking at it now on my phone. You sent it to me. And I really do believe this book will sell well under a million copies.
So, Phil, this is the book. It's The Homo Deus, A Brief History of the Jackassery-Filled Statements They've Made About the Future in the Past. And it's featuring quotes from the godless globalists Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab. Now, Phil, if you go to Yuval Noah Harari's website right now, it's ynharari.com, ynharari.com. I'd like to get your thought on this, Amanda and Phil. On his mission statement, which he's now put on his website. This is the actual text on his website. Let me pull it up here. And I'm not making the statement. He is. And again, this is the guy steering. Did he just remove it? Oh, come on. He didn't remove it, did he? Well, okay. He talks about his on the mission statement of his webpage of his website. He talks about that history began when humans invented gods. There it is. I see it now. I think my screen's just being crazy. Here we go. History began when humans invented gods, and it will end when humans become gods. What is he saying, Phil?
Well, I think, first of all, if there is no God, what's our aspiration to be God? That's kind of a double negative. It's kind of a a self-depreciating concept. If there is no God and we're going to become God, then if God is nothing, then we're nothing.
Amanda, what are your thoughts on Yuval Noah Harari's obsession with where he says history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods?
You know, it's interesting, but at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when everything went sideways, what did the serpent say? Oh, if you eat this, you will become like God, knowing good from evil. So the serpent's argument and Satan's argument from the beginning is, if you partake of the delicate dainties I am putting before you, which are deceit, you will become like God. And that is a complete lie, because God is so far above us and above every power, principality, and might, that there is no way we could ever even rival. Like Pastor Phil said, they tried to do this at the Tower of Babel. We're going to find our own way to heaven. We're going to find our own way to be immortal. We're going to try to go around God. And God came down and squished their little Lego project like a bug and scattered them amongst the earth.
Now, Amanda, this is shocking, I know, but Amanda Grace has now won the game with 777 mega points. Phil ends the game with 3 mega points. They owe Carter a Cuban sandwich. Carter, you somehow, with minimal participation, have picked up 444 mega points as an urgent warning for Pastor Phil. So Phil, again, has 3 mega points. Carter, 444 mega points. Amanda Grace, 777 mega points. And Phil owes you a Cuban sandwich. And look, I want to remind everybody out there, if you've yet to get your animal spayed or neutered, you want to go ahead and get that done in time for the holiday season. Only you can control the pet population. Carter, I'm excited about it. I hope everybody out there took this show to heart.
I'm very excited about my Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, we'll see if he delivers. We'll see. Right, he signed up. Fine. Okay. Phil, thank you so much. But seriously, guys, this is Klaus Schwab. This is Yuval Noah Harari. And I'm telling you, you might be out there today saying that you don't believe in Jesus. These two guys do. And they hate God, and they hate his creation. And that's why they constantly talk about God. That's why Yuval Noah Harari constantly talks about God in all of his interviews. They're masquerading as atheists, but they believe in God. And they are bringing you an Antichrist agenda. Am I saying they are the Antichrist? No. What I'm saying is these people are implementing an Antichrist agenda on the planet, and we've got to understand this truly as a spiritual battle. And I appreciate you guys. If anybody out there, if you want to join us at the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville, the lineup of this, we're going to have some country music artists. We're going to have Sean Foyt in the house. We're going to have a time of prayer and healing. We're going to have Amanda Grace. We're going to have a lot of preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is going to be there. We also have Jim Brewer, the comedian, that's going to be there. We've just got a great lineup, and I promise you, folks, you're going to love this event. It's January 20th and 21st. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, or you can just show up at Pastor Phil's church and ask him for a ticket. Right, Phil?
You got it.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Phil.
I'm going to bring you a sandwich.
Thank you, Amanda.
God bless everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for playing. Okay. Okay, everyone, this concludes our first broadcast of What's Wrong With That. We are making this a monthly thing because it is funny and educational at the same time. If you will stay tuned, we are going live at about 4:05 p.m. with an incredible account. Sarah Boone's daughter, Abby, went to heaven. This is an incredible account of her going to heaven, meeting Jesus Christ, what happened, and what happened when she came back. It is an incredible, miraculous account that will have you in tears by the end. The first time I heard it, I was in tears by the end of this. So 4:05 p.m., look, we're going to be going live again with Sarah Boone. They wrote a book about it. She's going to be talking about the book also. And so I want everybody to get ready for that, because this is an incredible account. And one more thing, as always, as we end, there is our new email, hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. And prayer, if you need prayer, prayers@arcofgraceministries.com. There's a hyphen in the middle, .com. Also, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC, you can save up to 66% off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They make amazing gifts. Their bathrobes and slippers are amazing. Their pet beds are great, and they are washable. We have them at the sanctuary. We continue to use them. And so go to MyPillow.com today. And we wanted to put that up. And also, if you go to bh-pm.com, this is Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He has been on before. He loves to answer our viewers' questions. He just loves to be able to interact and advise with questions you have about what we see right now going on in this world with the financial system. So if you would like to talk about purchasing precious metals, buying gold and silver, you can go to bh-pm.com today and fill out the new client form. So thank you, everyone, for joining us on this What's Wrong With That episode. We thank Pastor Phil Hostenpiller of Influence Church and Clay Clark and Carter of Thrive Time for coming on. 4:05 p.m., we are going live with Sarah Boone in this incredible account of her daughter, Abby, going to heaven. Don't miss it. See you in a few. God bless. Armor up. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace, and I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Ark of Grace before. He loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK. God bless, everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his. I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually. Vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables 3 times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Yeah, it's gonna be lit. wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Don A. Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, and Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0. as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.